is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
It is another aspect of perhaps animal cruelty that I want to talk to you next about. And I'm asking the question, is it animal cruelty? Is it cruel to leave a dog at home for 10 hours a day? Well, a Dublin owner has been accused of cruelty for doing just that. And we want to hear, if you have a dog and you have to leave it to go to work, should you even have a dog? Have a listen to this message. This was sent in to us through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And if you haven't already clicked like on our Facebook page, where have you been for the last 5 years? Because over 103,000 other Dubs have clicked like, and well, not just Dubs, they're from all over the world actually, but 103,000 other people have clicked like on our page. If you haven't done so already, click like, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Anyway, when you like our page, then you can send us private messages for anything you might want to bring up on the programme. This is from, is it Gary? Yeah, I think it's Gary. Okay, anyway. I'd like you to bring up something on the show that's really been annoying me. It's about someone who lives in our estate and the number of times they leave their dog home alone. They're in their late 30s, early 40s, I'd say, and we moved in 4 months ago. Both of them at work and leave home between 7 and 8 in the morning. I go out walking my dogs around that time, and when I get back, both of their cars are gone and their little dog is standing by the front window looking out every day. I work from home and also get out for 20 minutes most afternoons when I can. Again, the dog is in the window. They get home after 6 every night, so the dog is left in the house all alone every day for about 9 or 10 hours. When they get home, they do walk him in the evenings and at the weekends, and I'm sure they look after them the best they can when they are there. But I feel it's totally wrong and irresponsible of an owner to leave a dog there for so long on his own. I'm lucky to work from home and be around my dogs, but if I wasn't, I'd pay for a dog walker or ask a family member or a friend to pop in from time to time. I want to approach them and see what they say before I consider calling the DSPCA. Do you think, or do you or your listeners have any advice? I'd say this goes on quite a lot and it's totally wrong. If you want to have a dog, make sure you can look after it properly. And that does not include leaving your dog on their own for so long every day. And I would love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 98 98 98. So the dog is left at home alone every day without any company. Gillian Bird is from the DSPCA. Gillian, welcome to 98FM.
Thank you.
You heard in that message from Gary, he's basically asking whether or not he should even call ye lot to, to report this poor old dog being left at home alone for 10 hours every day. Is it illegal to do this?
Well, it is illegal to leave an animal unattended for a period of 24 hours or longer. The 10 hours thing now is a bit questionable, but basically, you know, your animal can do harm to itself. I mean, if this is a little dog and let's say it's sitting on the windowsill watching the world go by to keep itself occupied, and it jumps off the windowsill every single day, and one day it jumps off the windowsill and gets its foot caught in the radiator, and they don't come home for another 8, 7, 8, 9 hours, and the dog's left hanging by his leg, that's not a dog that is being cared for.
Mm.
So it definitely is not a good plan. The other question is, if this dog is actually being left alone for that hour of day, number one, is the animal being confined? Is it confined to a room? Can it move around the house? Is it being locked in a crate? Where is it going to the toilet? Because a dog cannot cross his legs and hold everything in for 10 hours. So where is it going to the toilet? So what state is the house when the owners return to the animal? So no, there's a lot of questionable things. And I have to say, I think it was Gary was his name. He's being very reasonable in his message he sent to you. He's being very responsible, very respectful of his neighbours. And I think that is fantastic. A lot of people just get very cross, start banging on the door, demanding things. And of course, that just sets up aggro with the neighbours. And then you can't even resolve these things. So yeah, it is. It's not an ideal situation, and we would not rehome somebody who had not made provisions for what was going to happen to their animal if they were out all day.
Okay, so this dog is at home. The couple go out to work every day. They're gone between 7 and 8 in the morning, and they're back at tea time. Is this common? Are there many dog owners who think it's perfectly okay to have a dog but leave it at home all day while they're at work?
Yes, a lot of people do, unfortunately. And a lot of people will leave the dogs out in the back garden, and they have shelter, they have a kennel. Some people are still opening up their front door, letting the dogs out, and then greeting the dogs when they come home again in the evening. So there are still a lot of people out there who think it is acceptable for a dog. And look, there are some situations where you have to be gone all day and you do have to leave the animal at home. In an ideal world, you would have somebody come in and check on the animal. Somebody would be hopping around at lunchtime to check on the animal. You'd leave it in a doggy daycare facility like we have in the DSPCA, or you get a dog walker or a neighbour to check on the animal. It is not a good plan. And as I say, you know, you run the risk of something happening to the animal during the day. But it is unfortunately a lot more common than people realise. And because this dog is making noise, that is what has drawn attention to this dog in this particular situation.
Okay, so why are people doing this? Surely they should know if you're getting a dog, you need to make provision. It's like having a child. I know we've spoken about this before. I have to be honest, I hate leaving our dogs at home alone for any amount of time. And if we ever we have two, so at least they're a little bit of company for each other, I suppose.
Yeah,
that's my justification in my head anyway. But we certainly don't habitually leave them on their own for 10 hours at a stretch.
It's a difficult one. I think if you have a situation where the dog was got, one member of the family wasn't working, and then they ended up getting a part-time job, and then it ended up being full-time, you can see how that type of situation may have happened and may have evolved. And in some situations, at least that's an easy, gradual situation for a dog to get used to. What you don't want is somebody to go out there, buy a brand new puppy or adopt a new puppy, and then leave that animal on its own all the time, because that animal won't be used to that, and it's never going to be house trained.
Okay,
it's
so
never going to
so
get
if you're thinking of getting a dog, but you know that you're working full time and that you're probably going to have to leave the dog at home for hours on end, that is not a good idea.
It is not a good idea, because you are not only do you run the risk of the dog barking and causing nuisance to the neighbours, you also run the risk that the dog could get bored and start being destructive. It's never going to get socialisation. And the realistic thing is, you're not going to be leaving the dog at 8 o'clock in the morning to go to work, you know, having just walked it for an hour. Chances are, you know, people aren't getting up.
Yeah, you get up and walk out the door.
You know, and you get home and you've got to cook dinner and you've got to do homework with the kids and you've all this stuff. So it's not like the dog is going to get an hour's walk before you go and an hour's walk the minute you get back in the door. In some cases, it may be. But it's you know, it's all about that. It's about management. Have you got the time for it? Or can you afford to put the dog in a doggy daycare or get a dog walk around? And even then,
and
if
the answer to that is no, and if your life means you're going to have to leave a dog at home all day, then don't get a dog.
Absolutely. That would be the simplest thing.
All right, Gillian Bird, Head of Education and Media with the DSPCA. Thank you very much, Lee, for talking to us on 98FM. I would love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme, 0877 98 98 98. Are you somebody who finds yourself having to leave your dog at home for hours on end? Maybe you think the dog is fine. Like I said to you, we have two dogs. And yes, of course, like everybody else, we do have to leave the dogs at home from time to time, but certainly not for that length of time. And if we do, one of us will go home quick. I feel really guilty. I know my wife does as well when we have to leave the dogs at home for any length of time. but we do from time to time. But that's the difference. It's from time to time. This neighbour of this guy, Gary, is doing it every single day. Monday to Friday while they're at work. Let me read this message. My neighbour has a boxer. Never been walked, ever. Is on its own all day. Another person has gun dogs. They cry all day and night. Never brought out. I have two dogs. It's very sad. My heart is broke. I don't know what to do about it. As Gillian said, it is illegal to leave a dog for more than 24 hours. But it's not if you're out at work. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. You can also send a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 98 98 98. We're back in a second. And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until midday today. Gary got in contact with us about his neighbour who has a dog, and the poor old dog just stands by the front window looking out of the world going by. And he's there all day, every day. Well, for 10 hours every day. And we're asking, is this cruelty, or are you somebody who finds yourself in the exact same situation of having to do the exact same thing? For example, I got a message in a moment ago and it says, I really want a dog and I would walk it as much as I can when I'm at home and give it all my love when I'm around. But I would be in the exact same situation, being away from home for 10 plus hours, and I'm really stuck on what to do. Well, as you're hearing, the message is, if that is your life, if that's your circumstances, then sorry for your troubles, but you can't have a dog, or you shouldn't have a dog. That's certainly what we're hearing. Alma, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Alma?
Hi, how are you?
Now, your point is that you need to be at home to have a dog.
You do. You need to think about it. You can't just go and get a dog and just leave it for 8 or 9 hours a day and come in the evening. And I have a dog and he's never on his own longer than an hour or two.
He's never on his own longer than an hour or two?
No, there's always somebody here with him. And if we're gone long enough anywhere...
Sorry, Julie, Alma, it's really hard to hear you.
Sorry. If we're gone long enough anywhere, we bring him with us. But no, he's never on... And I don't think he doesn't like being on his own. And I have to drop the kids to school in the morning. He drops his head and gives you that look like, don't leave me.
Mm. And they are able to do that. They're very good at doing that.
Yeah, and he gives that look.
Like I said, we try our very best not to leave ours at home for any length of time. Obviously, there are times that you do have to. I kind of feel better since we got a second dog. I don't feel as bad.
I was thinking the same, but my husband's not on the same page of getting another one.
Because right,
this one is already the boss.
Now, maybe that's me trying to justify it in my own head, but yeah.
No, I do think you're right. Two, they have each other.
Yeah. So I've never felt as bad since we got the second dog. But sorry, the point is, we do from time to time, like everybody, find ourselves having no choice but to leave the dogs on their own. But we certainly don't do it every day of the week for 10 hours.
No, I think the last time our dog was on his own for about 3 hours was over Christmas when we had to be somewhere. But other than that, we there's nearly always someone here with him.
Okay, now you're in a lucky situation. You heard that message that we read out a moment ago. And it was... saying that she's thinking of getting a dog, but would be out of work all day. Your argument would be, don't get a dog.
Don't get a dog if you're going to be gone all day. If you can come home at lunchtime or come home and take the dog out for a walk and let it go to the toilet, fair enough. But if you're gone for 9 hours, no, don't do it. You feel guilty. You have to feel guilty leaving your dog all day.
I know we do. When we're walking out the door, we feel guilty, but we don't have to do it every day. I'd love to hear from somebody who does leave a dog at home for every day in the house or in the back garden, and maybe you think it's perfectly okay and the dog is perfectly relaxed and chilled and not a bother on it. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Barbara's in Crumlin. You're on 98 FM, Barbara. How are you?
Hey, Adrian.
You have five dogs.
I have.
I assume you're not out working 10 hours a day?
No. But there's myself and my daughter at home. And if she's not there, I'm there. If I'm not there, she's there.
Okay, so there's always somebody around.
Yeah. Now, there are times, of course, where you have to go out together, whatever we may do, but it's no more than 3 hours or 4 hours. And even at that, we're always, let's get back. We have to get back for the dogs.
Mm. And I know we're the exact same. We're the exact same, yeah.
It's a cruel thing, Adrian, to take on a dog with the knowledge that you know that you're going to be gone for 10 hours a day. To leave that dog there, it's not even good for the dog's mental well-being. Do you know what I mean? I mean, just sitting looking out a window, they can't even go out to the toilet when they want. It's a lonely existence. And furthermore, a year ago, I took another dog. I had four dogs. I wasn't planning on taking another dog, but I ended up taking this other dog for the same reason. The dog was being left there all day. The dog was being left outside, actually, all day while these people went to walk. And I was asked, would I take? And I was saying, oh, God, geez, I haven't had I got enough room. More dogs. I took the dog, and it's the best thing I done, because we look at that dog every day and she's happy.
Which is brilliant. But you know the point being that you're
you look
around
at the benefits of what you put into a little animal. Don't take an animal just for your own gain for 5 minutes here. Put the time into the dog if you're going to take a dog, you know?
And that's the whole point, isn't it? That it's like having another child, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, another incident happened to me a couple of years ago. I found out that a certain person left a dog in the house and went to Lanzarote for a week and said to the neighbour, will you just give the dog a bit of water and a bit of food? So I found out, long story short, I ended up with the dog. And 2 months later, she came back and asked, could she have the dog back? And I told her no, that it wasn't fair to the dog, because she liked that. She'd be gone from 8 o'clock in the morning and she'd be back at 8 o'clock at night. And the dog was going to be left there. And then when she felt like going on holidays, just leave the dog there. That's just downright cruel. It's a cruel existence for a little animal. Don't take the dog if you're going to do that.
Okay, now, but a lot of people don't accept.
If you're in the position to take a dog, when you're in the position, then take the dog and enjoy the dog and let the dog have a decent sort of life.
But this message just came in to us and it said, Adrian, I had a dog for about a year, but had to leave it alone for about 8 hours a day. The dog the dog became really depressed in the morning and would leave its bed. I had to get a second dog and all is good now. Now, I don't know if even having two dogs, if it's ever good enough to be leaving them alone for 8 to 10 hours every day.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I do feel better if we have to go out leaving the dogs at home because they're a bit of company for each other. But I don't know if it's even good enough to leave dogs for 7 or 8 hours on their own,
of
them.
Anybody that's in a profession that deals with dogs, like vets and dog trainers, they'd all say the same thing. That's not good for a dog's mental health.
All right, stay there for 1 second, if you can, please. I want to just play this WhatsApp voice message from Aisling.
Adrian, I absolutely 100% agree. I won't get a dog because of the same situation. And to be honest, I'm quite annoyed and pissed off with every single one of the neighbours of mine that have dogs and work and leave them out the back all the time, 24/7, just barking, 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 barking. I never see them brought on walks. Anyway, that's beside the point. But dogs shouldn't be left to be outside the back just barking, barking because there's nobody there to mind them. Like, what's the point in getting a dog in the first place?
Okay, what is the point in getting a dog in the first place if your work-life situation means you're going to be out for 8 to 10 hours a day? That's really what we're talking about. And our phone number is 6797981. You heard the message I read out a moment ago. The dog became depressed. And I know the experts will say that, yes, they probably do become depressed if they're left alone for that amount of time. Adam is the owner of K9 Technologies and advises people on their dog's behaviour. Adam, welcome to 98FM.
How's it going, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Adam. Adam,
it's K9 Techniques.
Oh, sorry, did I say technologies? Okay, sorry, yeah. K9 Techniques.
Sorry.
We've spoken before, Adam, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a few times, yeah.
Now, Adam, is this bad for a dog?
This is very bad for a dog. People are just taking out themselves when they go out and get dogs like that. If you can't put in the time for a dog, you shouldn't have a dog. It's as simple as that. Like, as I said there, like, people are just taking out themselves. When they get home from work, maybe they're single, they don't know, but like maybe they just want to rub the dog for an hour before they go to bed. But honestly, they shouldn't have a dog. The dog's needs need to come into it before anything. Can you walk the dog twice a day, three times a day? Can you do activities with the dog? Can you train the dog? All these things you need to do to a dog to have a balanced dog. Because if a dog is sitting at home for 9 hours a day, that dog is going to build up a lot of frustration, a lot of anger. And trust me, that dog is going to become aggressive and you wouldn't be able to approach the dog. So that's why you see little dogs walking around the street like Jack Russells and all. They're not getting walked properly and they're just attacking everybody because they're not being walked properly and the owners aren't looking after them.
So this lady who sent us, or this fellow who sent us in the message in the first place,
he 100% needs to ring up about that dog and get that dog taken off that person.
Really?
100%.
So anybody who's listening to us right now, who may be at work and has a dog at home, and they won't be home till 6 or 7 this evening.
They shouldn't have a dog.
You shouldn't have a dog.
You should look at it. What they should be doing is looking at dog videos when they get home. That's probably about it. You shouldn't have a dog. If you can't put in the time and effort, you shouldn't have a dog. It's
okay, so what effect is it? Will it have on a dog?
It'll make the dog, well, it'll have plenty of effects on the dog. Can become depressed, become very anxious. It can become very aggressive, and it become aggressive towards people and children and everything because it's not being socially walked around the place. It's just being left in a house all day. You just think about it. How would you feel if you were left alone for 9 hours a day and just sitting there waiting for somebody to come home?
No, I wouldn't like it, of course. Now, I read out a message a moment ago from somebody who did have a dog and they found that the dog was getting depressed when they were going to work.
Yeah.
So he went and got another dog. Is that the answer?
Yeah, well, that could be the answer as well, but you need to get the same sort of dog that has the same sort of...
Okay, so if you have two dogs, is it okay to leave them alone for 8 or 10 hours a day?
Yeah, well, it is acceptable to leave them alone because you have each other, but you cannot leave them on their own. It's as simple as that. You just can't leave them on their own. If you have someone else with them, like I have two dogs, I have a husky and a Rottweiler, and the two of them are just best friends. So at least they have each other for the day, and I have toys and everything in the dog run for them. So when I get home, they're waiting and greeting me, and we bring them out for a 2-hour walk with the fields. Because a husky needs to be walked properly, as you know. Like a husky is just, it needs to be walked a lot. So my husky gets 2-hour walk when I go home from work, and I get a 45-minute walk before I even leave the house.
Okay, so you've more than one dog, and how long would you ever leave them on their own?
Yeah, well, I'm in work for 8 hours a day, and that's
okay. So you do exactly what this person is doing, except you have more than one dog.
I have other dogs, and I know how to train the dogs. Like people leave their houses in the morning and say goodbye to the dog and rub the dog, and you're putting the dog into an excitement state. So the dog's excited before you leave the house. So when he's all excited and you leave the house, and next of all, there's no one in the house, he's just going to start building up frustration and everything. And he's just going to get a lot of angry. And he's just going to eventually start ruining things in the house. Like, you start wrecking the house. You start going to the toilet all over the house. It's just, if you haven't got the time, it's as simple as that. You shouldn't have a dog. Simple as that. End of story. There's no discussion about it. You just shouldn't have it. You're thinking of yourself instead of thinking of the dog. So,
okay, but stay there for 1 second, Adam, because one final call on this, and that's you, Jay.
Howdy, Adrian.
Your next-door neighbour has three dogs in the garden all day, every day.
Well, originally, Adrian, they were in the back garden. We couldn't go out to the bin. You couldn't go out the back. The dogs used to go mental. So she'd only newly moved into the estate. So I had a word with her and I said, I'm going to leave your side gate open if you don't do something about the dogs. So now she's the three of them locked in the house, maybe from 8:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock every evening. And if we go out to the bin or you open the side gate, the dogs go mental in the house. It's just ridiculous, you know.
And have you done anything about it?
I haven't now, to be honest with you. You know, like, what do you do? You know what I mean? Who do you call? Like,
well, according to what Adam was saying, if it's three dogs on their own, they're grand because at least they've company for each other.
Well, you'd want to open my side gate, Adrian, and watch them leaping up and barking in the curtains, and she must let them just roam the house to themselves. You know, they go mental.
Adrian,
so, yes, Adam, yeah.
The reason why them three dogs are going mental out the back garden is because they're not walked properly. They're just left out the back garden. They're building up all that frustration, all that anxiety, all everything. That's the reason why them dogs are going crazy, because they're not walked. If them dogs had walked properly, you wouldn't even hear them bark when you walked out your backyard. As I said, people will buy dogs just for the sake of having a dog. People will buy dogs and they just do not think of the dog. They think of themselves. That's all it is.
Well, let me read this message just on this same point. I have two dogs. I leave them in the house for 8 hours a day. I walk them every morning before and after work. They're in the house while I'm at work. I don't have another option, but they have each other. And you're saying, Adam,
that's perfect.
That's not perfect. As bad if there's more than one dog.
But not only that, she's walking the dogs. That's the main thing. She's walking the dogs before work and after work. So that's the main thing for the dog. The dog needs to be walked. It's as simple as that.
But the simple answer is, if you have only one dog,
you shouldn't have a dog.
Okay. Simple as that. All right, Adam. Yeah. Thanks very much indeed. If you've only one dog and you're going to be at work for 8 to 10 hours a day, don't have a dog.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring, and more. 98 FM.